Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House. No American president has ever done more for Israel. And as I said in Washington, it ain't even close. It's really not a match. Mr. President, today we welcome you here to thank you for your pivotal leadership in putting forward a proposal that got the backing of almost the entire world, a proposal that brings all our hostages home. A proposal that ends the war by achieving all our objectives. A proposal that opens the door to an historic expansion of peace in our region and beyond our region. Mr. President, you are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace. We've done it before in the Abraham Accords, and we'll do it again. It has been a long journey to get here. In the first week of the war, our brave soldiers put military pressure on Hamas, and the international community put diplomatic pressure on them. This enabled us to secure the release of over 100 hostages. In heroic rescue attempts behind enemy lines, Israel's special forces rescued 8 live hostages and brought back the remains of a dozens more. But as time went on, we all know what happened. The diplomatic pressure was turned on its head. More and more governments bought into Hamas's false propaganda. More and more governments succumb to anti-Semitic mobs in their own countries. They just turned on Israel. They called for us to surrender to Hamas demands, just leave Gaza immediately, they said, end the war without committing to disarm Hamas, without committing to demilitarize Gaza. But just at that point of maximum pressure on Israel, a man named Donald J. Trump was elected president of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, overnight, everything changed. Everything. Mr. President, thanks to your unequivocal backing of Israel, we secured a second hostage deal within weeks of your election. And in the months that followed, we worked closely together to forge a path to bring the remaining hostages home and end the war. End the war in a way that ensures the disarming of Hamas, the demilitarization of Gaza, and that Gaza would never again pose a threat to Israel. 2 months ago, you fully backed my decision to send the IDF into the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza City. You shared my view that this military pressure would help free the hostages. And despite all the criticism, all the naysayers, we were right. Hamas caved in. And 2 weeks ago, you succeeded in doing something miraculous. You succeeded in doing something that no one believed was possible. You brought most of the Arab world, you brought most of the world behind your proposal to free the hostages and end the war. I want to thank Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and Ron Dermer for their great contribution to this effort. And I want to thank our negotiating team. I believe that the close cooperation between the two of us, between our two nations, combining Israel's military pressure and President Trump's unmatched global leadership. I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of American presidents. I've seen them all in the time that I've been here, and I've been here quite a lot of time. I've never seen anyone move the world so quickly, so decisively, so resolutely as our friend President Donald J. Trump. With our military pressure and President Trump's global leadership, we achieved this historic moment. It's a moment of indescribable joy as our nation embraces our sons who are coming home. Mr. President, thank you for all you have done for us. I have submitted your nomination to be the first non-Israeli recipient of the Israel Prize, Israel's highest award. As to that other prize, just a question of time, you'll get it. But I want you to get the Israel Prize, our highest award, to our greatest friend. When others were weak, you were strong. When others were fearful, you were bold. When others abandoned us, you stood by our side. On behalf of the government and people of Israel, I thank you for your extraordinary friendship. Thank you for helping bring our hostages home. Thank you for supporting Israel's march to victory. Thank you for paving a path to peace.